Hi, hello, how are you? It's me, Dave, on the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. You know how this goes. Another day in radio history. This is what it sounded like. We documented just for you. It's Thursday, January 9th, and everybody has reached peak, back from vacay, tired. But something about that just makes the shows extra fun. We talked about Brady Betts right off the bat. Megxit is a thing in Britain. Have you heard about this? Hopefully not. It appears Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are disconnecting from the throne. Work nightmares was our big phoner topic today. John had a doozy over break, which inspired us to hit the phones and hear about yours. Rock and roll was featured in song stories today. Leonardo DiCaprio to the rescue on the high seas. A new product is out there that brings the heat and the sweet. And Jessica Kearson called us up today. Funny comedian, had a great chat with her. And this is what it all sounded like. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Twenty-three degrees outside now. Temperature only getting to 36 degrees, but there's really going to be barely any wind. So it'll actually feel like 36 degrees today. This weekend is going to be insane.
I see mid-60s?
Yes, you did. You're going to be approaching 70 degrees either Saturday or Sunday.
It's raining,
but it's
going
to be cloudy and a little bit of rain.
Nice.
No, please. I don't want to.
Splash shots.
Can we put football away before you two start talking golf? 23 degrees outside right now. As long as I brought up football, everybody wants to know what the hell Tom Brady's in. You know, I feel like I'm working in Boston with the amount of times I've talked about Tom Brady this week. Right. But there are prop bets already.
All right.
On what he's going to do. Will the Pats make it to the playoffs with Brady in 2021? Minus 700 for yes, plus 400 for no. All right. Will the Pats win the division with Brady? Yes is minus 200. No is plus 150. Will the Pats win the Super Bowl with Brady? No, minus 2,500. Yes, plus 1,200.
Okay.
All right. And then the Pats win total with Brady, under 10, minus 40, over 10, plus 100. Mm. And then what team will Brady play for in 2020? All right. And this rules out there seems to be no Pats bet on this. Right. Cleveland Browns plus 550. That ain't going to happen.
No.
Right. Carolina Panthers plus 600. Everybody else is plus 600.
What about the Chargers, Steve's pick?
Right. Chargers is there, and so are the Raiders.
What about Philly?
There is a group of people in Philly who would like to see that happen, and we don't like them.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
You know, if we ever get Lindsey Buckingham in the studio, that might be a song I would want to hear him play. Right, not necessarily.
God,
it's not one of my favorite Fleetwood Mac songs, but the guitar picking in that
is awesome.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
It's absolutely brilliant.
You don't have to sing, Lens. You're fine.
Right, right. That's it. You'll be perfectly fine. If he wants to, we'll let him. All right. Now all we got to do is get him in the studio.
Yeah.
23 degrees outside. The John DiBella Show for this Thursday morning. Mixed sun and clouds today. Temperature getting up to about 36 degrees. Today, once again, $1,000 is up for grabs at 8 o'clock this morning and five times in total today with Grand Cash Railroad. Yesterday, we left out with Jenna Chapinski walking away with $1,000 in the 6 o'clock hour. At 8 o'clock, we'll give you the keyword. You send it on into us. You got three different ways to do it. If it's you that gets picked, well, it's all done by a computer. Decides who they're picking. All right. Well, then you've got $1,000 coming your way. So make sure you are ready for it at 8 a.m. I can only imagine how involved the two of you are with this big story this morning about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
John, I haven't been paying attention to this show because I've been doing nothing but reading about it.
Get off Daily Mail, Steve. Jeez.
All right.
Log off.
Yeah. I mean, and you can only, you got to figure that the British tabloids have been, you know, figuring that this is what's going to happen any day now.
Right.
But basically, they're stepping back, not stepping down, stepping back from being members of the royal family. He doesn't want to go on with the duties and all that stuff. Although I think,
oh, so they want all the perks, but none of the perfunctory stuff.
Yeah, right, right. They want the money. All right, right. And that's, you know, and some of that's family money.
Good people.
Right. There's something that the family participates in called the Royal Rota System. It's basically a pool of British press organizations that get exclusive access to official engagements of the royal family.
Okay.
And now they're like, wait a second, they're gone. What's going on? What are we going to do?
Right.
Right. You know, the press is as upset about this as anyone else. And they're moving to Canada.
I think she's getting back into suits.
Right? No, no, no. Suits isn't coming back.
Oh, well. That, somebody, that's
she's going to be on The Crown.
All right.
Ironically.
No. Supposedly, she's not going back into acting at all, but they are going to carve out a progressive new role within the institution.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Well, listen, this is what the founders wanted, guys. We are systematically, 200-plus years later, picking apart the royal family and the monarchy from England. This is exactly what they wanted when they started the United States of America.
Yeah,
it's buried in the Constitution.
The wild part is the Queen, nobody in the royal family knew about this. They put the statement out on their own, and everybody went, what the? Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
Well, they want their cake, but they're trying to eat it, too.
Yeah, right, but supposedly, they're going to work. They're going to, yeah.
Right, okay. I'll believe that when I see it.
Can you imagine this training session? Prince Harry at his first job in his life?
Okay, so this is the fryer. First thing you got to do is put the fries in the oil.
I see. So where is the person who will put the fries in the oil for me?
Huh? No, you got to do it yourself.
Jolly good joke.
Okay. The next thing is when people come up to the register and say what they want to eat, you got to type it in the register here.
You mean one of my many servants under your company's employ types it, correct?
No, you gotta do this stuff yourself.
Ha ha ha, you, sir, are quite the comedian.
All right, well, here's your uniform. Put it on.
Does it have a saber?
A what?
Where's my personal uniform putter on a...
It's Jimmy Page's birthday today. Yesterday, David Bowie.
Correct.
Today, Jimmy Page. Tomorrow, yeah. Rod Stewart.
Yeah, that felon. Well, not yet. Not yet.
Let's check with Cindy. Good morning to you, darling.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Oh, trying to fight off a cold like...
All of us.
Like everybody.
Yeah.
I just joined that club.
Right.
Yay.
I got to ask, because you seem like somebody who would be caught up in the Prince Harry, what's her name?
Meghan Markle.
Meghan. I couldn't remember her first name. Markle. Story. What do you think about all that?
You know, whatever they want to do is fine. He's, whatever, sixth in line to the throne or
something. He is not becoming king.
Let him live his life.
Someone has to nuke England while he's in Canada for him to become king. Yeah, no, I'm all for it. I like the idea that they're stepping away and going, hey, we want to have a life of our own.
Sure.
You know?
But they're not, though. They're still attached to all the perks of the monarchy.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's the perks as much as the money.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I mean,
the taxpayers paid for their wedding, fashion.
I had seen a story that they were leaving to go. They wanted to go be financially independent.
Right.
And then I kept scrolling.
So,
that's
like a true American, Steve. Yeah. I salute you.
All right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm grateful. I want to thank you all, because whenever we throw a phone topic of some kind out there, people respond to it in a big way, and we appreciate that, because we really like doing it. We like talking to you guys, getting your opinions on stuff. But something happened to me over vacation, not once, but twice. Okay. And I was wondering, because I know everybody in radio has this dream, right? But for me, one night, it was an absolute nightmare. All right, and I'm wondering if other people have work nightmares and what happens in theirs. Thursday night, just before we come back to work, Thursday night, I go to sleep. During the course of the night, I mean, literally an absolute nightmare that it was normally the radio dream is, right? You're on the air, the song ends, you don't have another song ready, or you weren't prepared for the break, or the mic doesn't work. It's all these technical things that happen, right? This one was over the top. I came into the new studio, which had like hundreds of people in it waiting for us to go on the air, but I knew nothing about it. And the only thing that was being broadcast in the studio was MMR. and I couldn't control anything. Anything I touched didn't do it. Equipment that I know how to use, all of a sudden I forgot how to use it. It was nonstop. It went on forever. And then 2 days later, I had the regular radio dream where, you know, I got to get in here and again, songs are running out and, you know, mics aren't working and stuff like that. And I've got to assume, and you guys must have had them as well, right? But what is it for other people? What happens to doctors? What happens to cops? What happens to construction workers? Everybody must have some sort of, you know, work nightmare.
Yeah.
What could it possibly be? So we want to know what yours is. Call us here in the studio at 215-263-WMGK. Have you ever had one?
Yeah, mine's a lot technically because I have both computer screens that a lot of the stuff that we're hearing on the air, I'm moving around and I need to fix things if something goes wrong. I've got this current system, our old system, and I know the ins and outs. So my dream of these is always I know how to fix it, but it won't let me fix it. And this way I can't fix it. And it continues and continues and continues.
Am I yelling at you in the dream?
No. It's just me.
Because I'm such a nice guy.
Well, I figured if you were having the technical problem dream, I must have been out that day.
That's a great call.
I didn't think of it that way. No, as a matter of fact, no one from the show was in the dream that night. It was other people from the station, no one from the show.
Oh, you've been demoted to weekends.
So what is it for you? What is your work nightmare? Not the worst thing that could possibly happen, but the dream that you had, and it's probably recurring. Probably everybody has a recurring work dream. So call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song stories this morning. We figured with it being Jimmy Page's birthday, we should talk about Jimmy and Led Zeppelin, as a matter of fact. When they started their fourth album, they started it at Island Studios in London, but then went to that Victorian house called Headley Grange, right, where the band could be a little more spontaneous. And as Jimmy tells the story, that's exactly how the song Rock and Roll came about.
We were recording another number entirely at Headley Grange, which was a place we used to stay in. In a house, they had a huge hall and that, we used to set the drums up in there. And Bonzo just started this drumming show, which is actually from a Little Richard number, Keep a Knockin'. But I didn't think of that, I just heard this, and I just started doing this thing straight off, the guitar riff. And we got up to the end of 12 bars and, hey, stop, let's work on this, and that was it.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
So, Cindy, do you have a recurring, radio nightmare?
Well, a lot of it is technical, but also just forgetting that I, have to do traffic reports in general until it's 8 o'clock. It's like, oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to use a rotary phone, too, yeah, of course. Okay.
I can't get through. My fingers failed. It's screwing me.
Oh, right, no. The dial is just spinning.
Leonardo DiCaprio, usually if you bring him up, somehow his girlfriend's going to come into play. Right, but not this time. All right, Leo, this is an interesting story. Leo was partying on a boat. This just happened yesterday. He was partying on a boat near St. Bart's when word went out that they were searching for somebody who fell off a cruise ship.
Okay.
All right, and can anything be more appropriate than Leonardo DiCaprio is out in a boat in a party, and now all of a sudden they got to go looking for someone, right?
Did they?
Right. They did. They went searching for him, right? He joined in. There was already a search party out there. He joined in and found a guy who had been treading water for 11 hours.
Whoa,
and
come on.
He's the guy who found him. Don't tell me I can't talk up a song.
So there was room on the door.
All right, right. There was room on the door.
Imagine,
although
jerk.
I love Brad Pitt the other night that said, and I would have gotten on the door.
Imagine how bad you'd feel if you were tripping. If you were treading water and a super yacht pulls up with Leo at the helm. Like this is my work nightmare somehow, some way.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
Ridiculous.
MGK.
We're going to get to your work and nightmares. And later on this morning, Jessica, right?
Yes.
Jessica Gershon. I don't know
Kearson.
Why. Jessica Kearson. No.
Who's Jessica? Why do I know that name?
Gina Gershon.
Gina Gershon. Yeah. Right.
Ooh, I wish she was coming.
That's why. And I was just about to say it because I'm going like, because I keep thinking Gina. I'm getting her last name wrong. Anyway, comedian Jessica Kearson.
Correct.
Is going to be joining us at 8:10 this morning. And we'll get to your work nightmares in a little bit. But I don't know. Maybe Heinz realized that like they needed to develop some new things. But let me just ask this question. Isn't sriracha sauce a hot sauce?
Yeah.
All right.
I consider it a hot sauce, sure. The chili peppers.
Right. Well, we're going to get the chili peppers, as a matter of fact. Right?
Oh, wonderful.
Right. They have now put out another new product where they're combining a couple of things. All right. Remember they did the mayo and ketchup?
Yeah.
Right. Most of us know it as Russian dressing.
Right.
Right. Well, their new thing is called honey racha.
Okay.
It's sriracha sauce with honey in it.
Spicy and sweet. I like it.
Right. I don't.
No?
When I want sweet, I want sweet. When I want spicy, I want spicy.
Bring them both.
If I want spicy and sweet, I go for Chinese food. I
had that last night.
The John DeBella Podcast.
No!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9. MGK.
While we're on vacation, I had there's a thing in radio known as the radio nightmare, or the radio dream, where you have the music runs out, you're not prepared for it, you don't know what to say, you don't have another song ready, and it happens to everybody who works in radio. It happens to them at one time or another. But while on vacation, I had an out and out radio nightmare. There was no help for me. There was nothing at all. I came in the studio. The studio was filled with hundreds of people, none of which were, they were all here to see the show, and I was the only one in the studio, right? And the only music that I had on the air, every time I would crank up the monitors, MMR came on, right? Wow. And it was like, and I had lost all control. And everybody, none of you guys were there, and anybody who came to help me wasn't any help
stranded.
At all. It was the worst nightmare I have ever had, and I had figured, look, everybody has a work nightmare of some kind. What could yours be? And that's what we're asking you now. So call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Get yourself on the air, and we've got Pete lined up here. Good morning, Pete. How you doing?
Good morning, John. Booyakasha.
All right, so, Pete, let me ask you, all right, have you had a work nightmare? What is it?
I am a maintenance guy at a Catholic church, and I get to work at 6:30, and the priest is not there, and they want me to say Mass. And I went to Catholic school, but I was never even an altar boy. And I'm like, I can't do this. And then I entertain the idea of doing it, and I freak the hell out.
That would be awesome. Well, Pete, how long have you been working at the church?
I'm in my 18th year.
Oh, God.
You've seen enough Masses. Yeah, you could have done
it.
You
got it down. Yeah. Just stop and go, hamana, hamana, hamana. God bless you. Everybody go home. Tim, what about yourself? Your work nightmare.
I'm retired, and every once in a while, I wake up in a cold sweat because I dreamt I'm back at work.
Oh, that'll do it. Yeah.
I'm aching for that dream. Brian, what about yourself? All right, what is your work nightmare?
Falling off the roof and waking up right before I hit the bottom.
Why does that happen so often? Never hit the bottom. And people say, like, the urban legend is, if you do hit bottom, then you die in your sleep.
That's it. That's the end of it, right?
I don't know. We'll find out, I guess.
What is it? Good luck. If you die in your sleep, why do you remember to dream?
No, I'm saying if you're in your dream, obviously you'd still remember it, and then you'd be dead, I guess.
Deception 2.
This is about my
Electric
pay grade.
Boogaloo.
Dave.
Yes.
All right. So first off, get off the speakerphone.
Oh.
That's why they said to you, get off the speakerphone.
They didn't tell me that right. Hold on. Oh, Lord. I gotta go.
Diane, all right, so this is a work nightmare. Not your worst nightmare, but a work nightmare. What is the dream?
The recurring dream that I have had is that I am a receptionist and I went to work without my bra on.
There are a lot of women who go to work without bras on. Are you an exceptional case?
Well, possibly. I am an older woman, but I'm a 38 double D, and it's a little scary when you're in a manufacturing company.
Yes.
Okay.
Now it makes all the sense in the world.
Stress dream.
What's funny is your nightmare is our fantasy.
Oh, thank you.
Bob. What about yourself? All right. What is your work nightmare?
Okay. I'm a retired bus driver, and my nightmare was someone else driving the bus, mainly the stoners from Frankfurt Transportation Center that would walk around and not hit anything there. You know, if you've ridden the L or been down at Frankfurt Transportation Center, you know what I'm talking about.
Stoners have taken over the bus.
Yeah, almost like zombies.
Yeah, this is a zombie dream. Sure.
We're going to Taco Bell. Have a good morning.
You too. Bye.
Carissa, what about yourself?
My work recurring nightmare is that I'm always miles away from work. It's like 3 a.m. I got to get there for 6, and I'm going to be late. And I not only can't find my car keys to get there, but I'll pick up my cell phone and try to call my boss to tell him I'm going to be late. And I can't dial the numbers. I keep misdialing the numbers. Yeah. I can't even call them.
It's an established fact. Cell phones do not work in dreams.
Oh, my God. It's horrible. And I've never been late a day in my life, 20-year career, right? And it's happens all the time.
Well, thank you for showing up on time.
Have a great day, guys.
Have a good morning. Rich!
My work nightmares when I was younger, I worked at Burger King, and the Whoppers had everything on them. And they'd use that microphone to say, you know, what the customer was ordering. Here's two Whoppers. I'd start making them. I'd hear four Whoppers. I'm falling behind. I'd hear 12 Whoppers. I couldn't keep up. And it was recurring. It was my work nightmare, and it was my first work nightmare. And
did the Burger King ever show up in his terrifying mask?
That would be great if he did.
He's like Lucy at the candy factory.
Yes, exactly.
John DeBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
This woman is appearing on our show for the very first time. She's got a brand new special that is on Comedy Central. Joining us now for the very first time is Jessica Kearson. Hiya, Jessica.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm never great, but I'm okay. You know, I used to go, I'm good, but that's a lie. I'm never good.
Uh-huh. I happen to know, because I did some research on you, that your mom is a therapist.
Yes.
And most of the comics I know at one point in time have, of course, have spent serious time with a therapist.
Yeah.
Why do I get the feeling that your mom is not the person you turn to?
Well, that's so funny. Yes, my mother's a therapist. I've been in therapy since I'm 8 years old.
Uh-huh.
And she's always done therapy with me without even asking. So she'll do, like, energy work on me, and I'll just hear her, like, she'll put her hands over me and start doing. So I'm like, you can't just do that. You need your, you're psychologically molesting me. So, yeah, but I went to her for advice a lot, but it wasn't the greatest thing to do. Like, this is a true story. I told her I was constipated, and she said, that's because you have a lot of resentments. And I was like, what? And she's like, you have a lot of resentments, and when you let go of them, you'll poop. I'm like, if I let go of all my resentments, the town will float away. I'm in rage.
So growing up, if you had like a cold or something, was there a weird remedy that she would give you?
Well, there was a reason why, and it was normally something that had to do with me, like being my fault.
I see. Not to make this a female comic thing, but one of the funniest things I ever heard a female comic say on stage was she came out on stage and said, oh God, it's a female comic. Right?
Yeah, I do that too.
Right? I lost it over that. But did that make it tougher for you? Because I, you know, for me, I love comedy. I don't care who's making me laugh. I don't judge somebody on their sex. I judge somebody on their jokes, right?
I love that.
Did you run into those problems that, like, you know, just because you were a woman?
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny. I feel like there's this thing, like, it's just something that someone made up years ago, mm-hmm. that women are funny. I don't know where that came from. It's kind of like, you know, I'm Jewish. It's like all Jews.
Oh,
are
that's
Jews.
A surprise.
Like,
you
oh,
know,
not true.
I would have never noticed that you were Jewish. It has nothing to do with your accent, nothing
right.
like
My
that.
At all.
It just, I just figured, you know, at best, maybe, you know, Unitarian, but that was really
right. Right. No, I know, not because I'm negative.
No.
Complain. Yeah. But I'm not cheap. So that's another. Generalization.
Uh-huh.
That's not true.
What have you spent the most money on?
Food.
Okay,
food
see.
And this is not a joke, just to be funny. Number one, drugs.
Right.
Number two, food.
Right. Prescribed drugs?
Oh, no. I mean, sometimes from three doctors, whatever I can get.
I see. Drug of choice?
Oh, God, that's a really... I'd say marijuana was the biggest one, but also I love pills. Those are great.
Uh-huh.
Those are very easy to be secretive with. Cocaine was a nightmare because I would just, you know, I would be like, is it my turn? And I was alone. That's really a problem. That's not a good situation.
What were you like with Quaaludes?
I never got into Quaaludes.
Well, you might be too young.
I wish I did. Yeah, I think I like started right after that. But
uh-huh.
I loved ecstasy.
Oh, I was going to ask. That was my next drug question.
That was my favorite. I the last time I took it, I ended up motorboating my Aunt Sheila. And she had brisket all over her chest. But I really, I love ecstasy. That's
this
a great.
This interview's getting too hot for me.
I'm excited too. It's I did ecstasy and mushrooms at one time. That was called an MX missile, and that was amazing.
In what setting?
I was at my mom's house.
Oh, my God!
Totally true. This is an incredible story. My mom was away doing a seminar, and I had all my friends over, and we were basically having, like, a drum circle in her living room crying and then laughing. And then I called my mother because I was freaking out on the drugs, and she talked me down from them. And we did breathing exercises, and then I got grounded.
Jefferson Kirsten is appearing on Comedy Central on all of their platforms, and she's got a brand new special called Talking to Myself. Jessica, I hope we see you in the studio sometime. Please come to Philly.
I would love that. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Sounds good.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.